The salary was meager, but he was able to make ends meet by living at home. Much of his work time was spent repairing dry stone walls and clearing footpaths of vegetation, sometimes with colleagues, but mostly on his own. On other occasions, he helped rescue inexperienced or unlucky ramblers who had become lost. Some of the middle-aged ladies were overly grateful, but James remained professional and did not let their obvious admiration affect him. He liked his job. It gave him certain freedoms, and on fine days, the Dale was his dream of heaven on earth. But today was not a fine day. It was the kind of day you just had to get through. James had called Graham, the head ranger, at 8:30 a.m. and been assigned to assess a collapsed field wall reported by a local farmer. The wall was just below the moorland high point of Fintop. It was a long trudge up the footpath beside the fast-flowing beck that provided the village water supply. As James drew level with a small, nondescript building that housed the water treatment works, he saw through a drizzly murk that someone, a bored teenager, had scrawled something on the door. He peered at the large, crooked letters over the perimeter fence. They were in white paint or marker pen, and difficult to make out, already half worn away by the rain.